Right now, there are two markets. The Prince George Farmers Market is actually operating under one location, that is on 6th Avenue and behind the Keg. Originally, the market was looking at a two-site operation, that being a seasonal location as well as a year-round location, which was in a building, and this year we consolidated into a one-location operation.
And how important has the location of the market been for the Prince George Farmers Market?
Well, I think the market itself has started off about 20 years ago, and it eventually grew to be a year-round market. The downtown location was chosen to give everybody an opportunity to come downtown and be part of the growth and revitalization of the downtown. And it has been a very successful venture, as far as I can tell.
I'd like to come back to that notion, but turning things over to Barbara in Fort St. John, you've just moved into a new location. What were you looking for in terms of that new spot for the farmers market?
So our top priority, of course, was location, because that is everything, followed closely by price, because we pay rent, wheelchair accessibility, and availability of parking.
And where are you located now?
So we're in the Fort St. John Curling Club. During the summer months, we get the entire ice area, which we've had half filled at the most. We use about half of the surface and have put 50 tables. Once the ice goes in for the beginning of the curling season at the end of this month, we'll be split between the lobby and the upstairs banquet room. And we'll be maxed out there at about 38 tables, so we will be downsizing a little bit.
And do you think that that will fly with people who attend the farmers market?
Yes. We have had to use the upstairs on a couple of days before when there was special events like grad happening on the ice surface, and nobody likes carrying all their stuff upstairs and back down at the end of the day, but we're glad to have a roof over our head because we choose to be not a year-round but May to December market, and it's crucial that we be indoors.
Joe Scott here in Prince Rupert. The farmers market has had a couple of different moves. What are some of the challenges you faced in finding a permanent home?
Well, we don't have one. Salmonberry Trading Company Society was asked by the City of Prince Rupert in 2008 if we, as members of the BC Farmers Market Association, with associated really great liability insurance, would put on a farmers market on 3rd Avenue when the cruise ships came, which was Thursday evenings from 4 till 8. So we did that for a couple of years. Then we moved with City Council's approval to the courthouse lawn because the street is really hard on people's legs and tents fly, so we thought the courthouse would be better. Then we wanted to move to Mariners Park, but because we are part of the Save the Cruise Ship and they wanted density, they moved us to Atland Terminal parking lot behind a row of parked cars at the beginning of the season. And that season, the summer of 2011, was disastrous for our market because there was nowhere to park for local people, and the people off the cruise ships weren't spending money that year. So then we moved back to the courthouse lawn, where we are now, but we're really still hoping for our town that we can have a permanent location indoors because we have such terrible weather that we don't always make Saturday afternoons opening up under tents in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
We've been told that there is going to be a space made down in Atland by the Port Authority when they build something like Granville Island, and we're really hoping to be there. We'd like a sign at the beginning when you come into town, a permanent one, so that people know, because location is vital.
I'm curious to know, Joe, before I move the conversation over to our other participants, what you think is holding the Prince Rupert Farmers Market back at this point? I mean, we've talked about the location moving to several different places. Going by it, it's certainly, you can certainly see that it's happening, but there isn't the attendance. What do you think needs to happen to make this a vital part of the community?
Well, some things are happening. One is that the well, two, I guess. The NISCAs are been running an agriculture course for Aboriginal people with a couple of non-Aboriginal people. It's agriculture and fish processing. This fall, L'Aqualams is building a greenhouse, and the NISCAs also have a smokehouse on their near their property. They bought Prince Rupert Lawn and Garden, so they have greenhouses. There's much more emphasis on growing local food here. Salmonberry also has a small plot in the community garden, and we're hoping to build more community gardens around town. I have a big interest myself in learning how to eat what already grows here. So we have been learning some of that, and the people that live here are learning that.
Hmm. And Barbara, I'm going to bring it back to you in Fort St. John. What do you think the feeling is about eating local in your community? How important is it to people?
It is important. I mean, we don't have produce in May when our market opens, but as soon as we do have produce coming in, that's when people really start coming in crowds, and they ask questions like, you know, how are your bees doing, or, you know, how does the berry season look this year, or, you know, are your chickens laying as they should? They really care about not only your food but your animals, and they want to know how things are going.
Randall Stasiak in Prince George, how important is it to shoppers there that product be local or at least regional?
There seems to be a growing movement amongst a large, sort of a large group or of people in the city. You can see that because not only is there a farmers market, you have Home Sweet Home that has started up. You have the university's farmers market, the CNC farmers market, and there's a whole group that has embraced the whole concept of buying local as we define. Sometimes that definition gets a little bit widespread, as even Save-On is using that at this point. But they seem to be wanting the local freshness, have the relationship with the producer as well, as was mentioned earlier. And a lot of our restaurants as well are embracing that. And, you know, Nancy O's in particular, Chimo's restaurant, where they are actually sourcing a lot of their ingredients from local producers.
Randall, another question for you. For the people in Prince George, from what you see, are they there to buy local or are they there to interact with their community?
I think it's a little bit of both. And at the market ourselves, we're trying to make it more of a social experience as well as a shopping experience where we're providing music. There's prepared food vendors. And you see a lot of the families coming out with their children, pushing them in the buggies. You're seeing a wide demographic audience coming to the market. And it's, you know, even for myself, it is part of that social experience of going out on a Saturday.